Thank you. oh my goodness, what's going on in here tonight? Wow. Well, Danny's got to change my ear pack because kept going out, but I have perfect faith in him. And, hey. It is so nice to be out again on tour, rocking and rolling, live music, baby. And it is really nice to be, it's still going in and out. Maybe it's my ear. I want you to come take a little look at it. Oh, I get to take this thing off for a minute. Now I can really hear you. Danny, I don't want to change headphones. Just check this to make sure. Remember the little connection was coming out? Change the headphones, but I'll tell you what, let's see if you could just kind of twist this and put it together, and if it's still screwed up later, I'll change. That's how you do things, you just do them. Hey, what's this about the first game of the World Series, Dan? Right on, good luck, dear friend. It sounds like you guys are going to kick some butt. So many people showed up. Yeah. Very nice, very nice. I'm touched. I might have to come out here later with a little ball and a bat. So listen, we are feeling really good tonight. Really good. And we're gonna spill that all over you guys tonight so that you feel really good. Because live music rocks. Yeah. And you know, we did a tour. We were out on tour in Europe. And it was great, but it was hard. It was challenging. But we got through it. But like I said, there is nothing like touring USA, especially in the fall, and especially right now. That's right. When I got here, the first thing I did is I got on my bicycle and I drove all around Europe. Absolutely beautiful town. All the Halloween decorations were scaring me to death. I got scared. But I'll tell you somebody who never gets scared, Filippino on bass. And somebody that never gets scared, Jeremy Coulson on drums. Might get a little frightened sometimes because he has to play these damn guitar parts all night, and he does such a good job because he's so good. Stop with my whammy bar. God, don't you touch your own whammy bar. Dave Wiener. Oh, I want to tell you something, Dave. Hometown boy. Right now, right here. And a nice shout out to Mrs. Wiener. Woo! Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll tell you, this seems to be working. Your magic touch. You're not a scared either. I'll tell you about him later. So we're going to kick this off now. I'm going to give you something a little tender to surrender to. All right, enjoy the show. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
on bass.
Thank you.
Thank you. I certainly enjoyed that. All right, please enjoy the amazing Dave Wiener on guitar. Standing, Dave. doing? You guys holding out okay? Yes. Okay, this next song, you know, my wife said I should talk to the audience a little more, so blame her. But I want to tell you a little bit about this next song, and it's called Greenish Blues, and it's from the new record, Inviolet. That's right. Thank you. And you know, when you release a record, you do press. You talk to the press so that they can tell you guys that, hey, Steve's got a new record, and he's going on tour. But sometimes they just ask the same questions over and over for 30 fucking years. And you know, I gotta make it sound fresh and new every time they ask me the same question for 35 fucking years. So, what was Frank Zappa like? And I was like, let me see. That's a new one. But actually, I could talk about Frank all day. I don't mind. Yeah, Frank. I miss him every day. And then they asked me the other question for 30 years. What's Dave Roth like? So, you know, I'm a nice guy. I take care of business. But they occasionally will ask about the new record. And sometimes they ask about each song. And when we talk about Greenish Blues, they say, did you write that song as a tribute to Peter Green, the great blues guitar player? Absolutely outstanding player. He's the founder of Fleetwood Mac. Actually, he passed away a few years ago, but he was an absolutely authentic, beautiful blues player. But I have to tell them, no. Sorry, no, I can't play authentic blues like that at all. But I can play Greenish Blues, whatever that means. So how about a little Greenish Blues? All right, enjoy. Thank you.
Fancy. Where's my boy? I got a big white fella from Memphis made a deal with me a few years back. Real good guitar player, name is Jack Butler. Cuts heads every Saturday night, yes sir.
Where am I from, Steve?
Oh, I can get us there real quick. Jack Butler's gonna like you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thank you so much. Please enjoy Jeremy Colson on drums. Songs for you. If you know the melody, Sing along.
Heads up.
Different tonight, though. So I told you that we went to Europe. We had a lovely tour. I hired a couple of guys from Europe to work in the crew. They were amazing. So much energy, so much good attitude. I had to steal one of them and bring him with us, and that's Danny right over here from Spain. And I got to tell you, you know, when you're touring with somebody, or a lot of guys, for many years, it's living together. It's kind of like on a bus. You know, there's no secrets at sea. It's kind of like a submarine. You learn everything about everybody. And I started learning so much about this guy, I couldn't believe it. First, I discovered he's an incredible guitar player. Daddy. He's a chef. He's a hot sauce connoisseur. He'll clean the back. Well, never mind. No, really, I'm serious. He edits our videos. He mixes. Amazing. So he's an MMA fighter. I'm serious. You know those guys that get in the ring and they kick the shit out of everybody? They kick the... No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Kick the shit out of everybody. I'm just having fun. Anyway, yeah, MMA fighter. All these amazing things. But the thing that surprised me the most is he sings opera. It's true. Watch. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny G.
Restless day.
Oh, Thank you.
to us tonight. That sounds like we could do one more. All right, one more. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have one question for you. Do you feel good? Oh my goodness, then our job here is done. Thank you so much for coming to this concert. I'm looking, thank you for all the years of support. I'll see you next time, okay? God bless you guys. Good night.